I ask, he'd be able to answer. He would never say Leidati Perushoy on my questions. And Rashi wouldn't either on my questions. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm asking that there's things that Rashi didn't know, and there's things that everybody doesn't know. But not the ones I ask. Rashi's not bothered by Yitzchak Margaret's questions. That's not what took his sleep away at night.
The other thing is, it seems to me that he started off saying that he's just based in Jomailah. That usually means he's the person judged according to their will. If their will was, it would seem to me that there was really a genuine desire to know something. There can't be.
I don't say Pshat and Zayir. He brings a Zayir and it says, The tinnik was punished in Bez Shemayla. Don't ask me why a tinnik was punished in Bez Shemayla. I don't know. Add that to the list of things I don't know. And I don't know Zayir, and he just brings it, and I just read him, and that's all I have to say.
What do you do in a situation where Rebbe just said that if you poskin something, don't start fighting? But what happens if the psak really is wrong?
Again, it's
very hard. What do you do in that case?
Again, I will only say that for Paiskim who know Halacha very well, that might be an issue. But for Yitzchak Margaret, it's not an issue because he'll defer to a person that knows much more Halacha than him, and he has no problem. Let's go by turn. Eliki Asir Abdimi, the bottom line, Ayin Heim and Aleph, which the Gemara is talking about. We want to know why Akusi can't marry Akustis. So Middleman to go said, because they're Savik Mamzerim, and we're afraid that if people see Akusis marry Akusis, they'll think Yisrael married a Mamzeres. And we had a problem with that, because that's a Xera by a 10th generation, not by a Kusi and Akusis who are in the same boat, and one is not a Ger. They're both the same thing. One is a Suffolk, the other is a Suffolk. Elik Yasser Abdimi Amar Ablazer, Suffolk Lunker
Bishmo. What's the question?
Why Akusi can't marry Akusis?
We're afraid that
the Gemara said yesterday that we compared it to a case of a ger after 10 generations, that we don't let him marry a mamzeres because people forgot that he's a ger, and they'll think a yid married a mamzeres, and they'll walk away saying a yid can marry a mamzeres. So we wanted to say that's why Akusi shouldn't marry Akusis. Right? And the question is, because he's like a ger. And a ger shouldn't marry a Savik Mamzeres because of the 10 generations. The question is, it's not 10 generations. It's the same generation, Kusi and Kusis. So Manushech, if one is kosher, the other is kosher. And if they're not, why aren't they kosher? Meaning, what's the sub? Why are we treating them like a ger and a Mamzeres with 10 generations? There's no 10 generations here. Emphat the Gemara, Kiyasar, Abdimi, Amar, Ablazer. Amar. Reb Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over. The Reb Lazar Sabala Kirby Shmal, the Rabbi Shmal Sabala Kirby Kiva. To understand Reb Lazar, why he says Akusi La Yisakusis, we have to say, at least that's what Reb Dimi says, we have to say that's because he holds like Rabbi Shmal, and Rabbi Shmal holds like Rabbi Kiva. Now we have no idea what we mean yet, so we're going to explain. Reb Lazar Sabala Kirby Shmal, the Makusim Geira Royasei. I've mentioned this a number of times. There's a machlokes tanoim, whether the kusim were ever real gerim. Now, they were megayim. The story is clear. The kusim came from a country called Kuta. They were moved there by Sancherev. When he emptied out the Aseres HaShvatim, he brought in nations from other places. One of them was Kuta. It seems that they were the dominant one that he brought in. And they came with their own Avodah Zarah, and they served Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an onslaught of lions. They got all petrified and the lions were eating them up. So they went and they found out, and I don't know exactly, I don't remember, my nub is not good enough, that the reason they're being destroyed by the lions is because they're serving Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. So they were Megayer. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Geirus was real or not real. One Maldiyama says they never were Mekabel Geirus. It was a facade. And one Maldiyama says, they were Mekabel Geirus, and they became real Jews, even though later on they didn't keep all the mitzvahs properly, but they were real Jews. This is a Machlokes Tanoim. It's an existing Machlokes Tanoim. So then the question becomes, so Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Kusim were Geira Royasim. They did it because of the lions, but were not real Geirim. Now there's a Machlokes Rishayim, how to understand this. Because the Gemara elsewhere has a shayla that if a ger is megayer for ulterior motives, is his ger is good or not? We paskin that it is good. A ger that's megayer for ulterior motives, we don't like to accept him. We say no. We dissuade him. But if he became a ger, it's a gerus even if it was an ulterior motive. That's how we paskin lalacha. So when Yishmael said they're not good gerim, is Yishmael saying they're not good gerim because they had an ulterior motive, because they were scared of lions, and therefore even though they might have meant it because they were scared of lions, but any gerus with an ulterior motive is not good, is that his opinion? That's how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim say no. Yishmael agrees that when a person does a genuine gerus for an ulterior motive, it is a gerus. But if he doesn't mean it, he never meant it to begin with, it was a facade, then it's not a good gerus. And Rabbi Shmuel is saying, and this is the way it's assumed by most shittas, that Rabbi Shmuel holds they never became Jewish. They went through the motions with no sincerity. And therefore, since there was no sincerity, now I want to explain. You can be sincere for an ulterior motive, meaning you want to be Megayah because you have an ulterior motive, but you realize that what you're doing, and you have to be sincere about it. The driving force is the ulterior motive, but you can still be sincere and realize this is what I'm committing to. What I committed to without the ulterior motive, maybe not, but I'm committing. That, we paskin, is a good gayrus. For instance, a girl wants to be megayeres because she has a boyfriend who's Jewish and won't marry her if she's not Jewish. Now, we're not mekabel das gay, we dissuade them. But theoretically, if she did become a gayrus and she meant it, she's a gayrus. That's how we paskin. But if she never meant it, then she's not a geiris. Now, how do we know? Well, in the case of the Kusim, Rabbi Shmuel says it was easy. They never really kept the mitzvahs. They never went through it. So therefore, we knew right away it was a fake. Now, that's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. That's all we're saying. We're not paskining here. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Shmuel summer look at Mekiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds look at Mekiva, who says that a result of a Jewish, a Geish man and a Jewish woman is a mamzer. So here we have kusim, who according to Mishmal are gayim. And if they're gayim, and they live with Jewish ladies, the kids are mamzerim. So some kusim were gayim, who lived with Jewish ladies, and their kids grew up as kusim, which are really mamzerim. And some kusim were not gayim that lived with Jewish ladies. They were regular Yidden that lived with Yiddish ladies and got mixed into Kusi, and therefore they're kosher Yidden. So every Kusi and every Kusis is a subic mamzeris.
Some were sincere and some were not.
Why were some considered?
Let's say the two groups are, a Jewish man, a Gaiish man, a Kusi, who is a Gai, Kotev Yishmael, married a Jewish girl. Because they acted, they integrated. They became Jews officially. They were never really Jews, but some of them married Jewish girls, and the kids are mamzer. Some of them married kusis, and the kids are guy, but not a mamzer.
What's the problem?
One second. So let's say later on, one of these people are sincerely megayer. Now, they might be a mamzer. They might not need a new geiris. Their mother and grandmother might have been Jewish, who married a kusi. That means they're a mamzer. The other one might be a geiris, which is a fine lady. But they can't marry each other because it's a suffix mamzer. One might be coming from real geirim, who were megayer once. Even not the kusim as a whole weren't megayer, but there might have been some sincere ones. And that one is a yid. And the other one is a mamzer because it was a Jewish lady with a kusi that didn't megayer appropriately. And Rabbi Kiva holds the line as a mamzer. So that's why a kusi can't marry a kusis, because each kusi is a suffolk mamzer. That's what we're saying. It doesn't seem, Rashi's not clear. Let me read Rashi, and we'll leave it at that. Look, Rashi, Rabbi Lazar dama kusi li yisa kusi sama lo kibishmo. Lo yisparish hechi itmar. It doesn't say anywhere but favorish that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Leib a Mishnah, Leib a Brayso. Elik b'shmaitin Rabbi Yechanan. This is Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Shul Malevi, I mean, come on, Shalosh Machlaikis Bedavar. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shul Malevi told us that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel. We don't have a Brisa or a Mishnah that told us that. Later on. We'll leave that. Later on, Rabbi Shul Malevi will say there's three opinions. We didn't get there yet. But both of them call Rabbi, say that Rabbi Shmuel holds, I'm sorry, both that all three of them hold that Rabbi Shmuel says Kusim Geir Arayas. Rashi says, there is no Mishnah or Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel says it. The Gemara is saying this is a statement of fact. Rabbi Lazar holds, let me just explain. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Kusim are Geir Arayas. Where did Rabbi Shmuel say Kusim are Geir Arayas? You have a Mishnah? You have a Brisa? Look, Rashi, no. There is no Mishnah, there is no Brisa. But both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi told us that that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. That's what Rashi is saying. The Gemara is saying Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Usually, when the Gemara says that, we have a Brisa or a Mishnah that brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. There is no Mishnah or Brisa that brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So where did the Gemara get to say that that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds? The Rashi, Loim is Parish Hechi Itmar. We don't know where Rabbi Shmuel is. Let a Mishnah, but let a Brisa. El Mishmaitis Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shul Balevi, the Amri Lekamon Shalosh Machloikas Vedavar. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shul Balevi will tell us later on that there are three opinions. And they say that Rabbi Shmuel holds Geir Arayas. That's our source. There is no Mishnah Brisa source. It's an Amaroik source. They tell us that this is the way it is, so we accept it. Geir Arayas say, Varin Kisharay V'kacham Shinasu B'nas Yisrael. They're like Gayan, the married Jewish lady. Rabbi Shmuel Samal HaKav HaKiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds HaKav HaKiva. The Achai V'Lavin Hay. So Rashi says, why is it a mamzer from heaven a guy that married the Bas Yisrael? Because there's a love for a Jewish girl to marry a guy. And therefore, the kid is a mamzer.
Obviously,
but we don't hold like a Mekiva that Chai V'Lavin is a mamzer. We're not saying it's not Chai V'Lavin. Again, the Mekiva holds Chai V'Lavin make a mamzer. Where is the love? Rashi doesn't tell us. He just says it is a love. Other Rishayim disagree. They said there's no such love. But the kid is a mamzer for a different reason. But that's not the point here. We're learning Rashi. So Rashi says that when a guy marries a Jewish girl, it's chai v'lav. And uka kusi la yisa kusis. The tavayu sveiki mamzerim heim. Yes, loimer, kol echad mehem u bom yisraelis hanisis loimer kalavim, baru mamzer. One came from a yisraelis that married a guy and is a mamzer. V'zu bim bom mikusi v'kusis mi'aylam. And this one came either from Akusta and Akustis forever, meaning nobody ever got mingled with a Bas Yisroel, Inami Ipcha, either she or he, doesn't make a difference which one is the party. L'chayr is a full guy. So you have to say, right, you're going to have to say, I hope you don't mind, but I haven't had it, I know I'm obviously not being clear, but I'm not being given a chance to be clear. In order to understand Rashi, you're going to have to say that at one point, this individual Kusi became a Yid. Kusim as a whole, or Gayim. This individual Kusi, or Kusis, is Jewish either because her grandparents meant it, and they're Jewish, or not. But the other Kusi might be coming from a man who didn't mean it, because as a whole, the Kusim didn't mean it. Therefore, one is a Mamzer, and one is a Jew. But one, we don't know which one. They're both subject mamzerim, and therefore they can't marry each other. Now, Dr. Harris.
No, but so Rebbe initially did not want to say that. Rebbe initially did not
want to say that. And I didn't want to say that, right.
Right. Okay, so, but now it's...
Right.
No, I'm just trying to make sure... I'm very pure. I want to make sure I understood that there's a...
What
are the words
around how the Russians...
Well, he has to... If not, there's no trap. If it's Kusi and Kusis, it's a guy. What's wrong with a guy marrying a Mamzeres? Again, the Mishnah says that a Kusi is the reason. The Mishnah says, what are Sufik Mamzerim? Elu and Sveikas, Shtuki, Asufi, and Kusi. I mean, we're dealing with Jews. And we're worried about that a kosher Jew will marry a Mamzeres. Or a kosher or a mamzer will marry a kosher Jewess. That's what the Mishnah says. So this is Tosfos' discussion on Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, according to you, that you're afraid that one of them meant it, so they're ger, and ger is mutter b'mamzeres. That's the price of this guy, Shon Rashi.
I mean,
that's not what you're going. It's not a... Let's step back for a second. The Mishnah wouldn't call a kusi a suffix mamzer if we're talking about a guy. Right? So let's give an assumption. They have to both be Jews. If not, it's not our concern. We're not dealing with goyim in our Mishnah.
You're looking at what's Kahal Hashem. I mean, that's
the Mishnah says that Shtuki, Asufi, and Kusi can't marry because they're going to be marrying the each a Suffolk Mamzer. Reb Loza's opinion, Shtuki can't marry Shtukis. One is kosher, one is not. Asufi can't marry Asufis. One is kosher, one is not. Kusi can't marry Akusis. One is kosher, one is not. Zuck Rashi, why is one kosher, one is not? Because one might be a mamzer because the mother was a Jew that mixed into the kusim, and one was straight kusi kusis and was megayer. Therefore, can't marry a mamzer because one might be a mamzer, one is not a mamzer. So, Tosfos, what's wrong if the ger marries a mamzer? It's kal gerim layik, recall. So obviously Rashi must hold, Reb Elazar holds, the Kal Gerim make recall. We have no raya what Reb Elazar holds. But if Reb Elazar holds that way, Rashi's shot makes perfect sense.
Kusi is a Jew?
Only they became real Gerim.
You don't know that.
Again, obviously the Mishnah is talking about a Kusi marrying a Kusis who became a real Ger. Either he or she became a real ger. But they might not have to become a ger. They might be Jewish because their great-grandmother was Jewish and their mamzerim. We're dealing with two frum kusim who are coming to get married.
They may be
mamzerim. Each one is a suffix mamzer because since the kusim as a whole were not Jewish and they might have married Jewish girls, it happened. The kid is a mamzer, and therefore will remain a mamzer permanently. And the other one might be a sincere Jewess who just was megayer, who took it on seriously, and was never a mamzeres, was a goy, and now is a Jew.
Well, why is it mamzer? Why mamzer?
Nothing. Which one?
No. She was an erva, was it a
law,
was it a
karma? An evad v'akum, Rabbi Kiva holds that a chayv elavim is a mamzer. And an evad v'akum, Abba Basi Stroh is a chayv elavim, and therefore the kid is a mamzer. That's what Rashi says.
This event happened how many times?
What?
How many times did Kusim join
B'nai Yisrael? One time.
That was with Joshua?
No! You missed it. I introduced this before you came. Sancherev drove out the Aseret HaShvatim and brought the Kusim into Eretz Yisrael. And the whole story with the lie, then we introduced that. Zok the Gemara. But that's not true. Because Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Kerev Akiva, your whole basis is that Rabbi Shmuel holds Kusim Regayim, holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Chayv Elav and produce a mamzer. But it's not true, because I'm Rabbi Yechel, Mishra Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Levit Chum, Bevet Shabal, Kehenes, Alvi, Abbas Yisrael, Shepaslu. How do I know that I either Goy or Evet that lives with a Kehenes, Alvi, and Abbas Yisrael, Paslu, Shenem, Rabbas Koyin, Kisi, Amon, and Grusha, Vizera, Eila. How do I know that if a Goy lives with a woman, she's Paslu to marry a Kehen? The answer is, the Pasuk says, that only somebody that you it means she can only, right, we learned that she goes back to eat truma. So we say only a woman that has a relationship with a man that she could be a widow from or a divorcee from. That excludes that a girl who married a guy can never go back to eat truma. Because this is a woman that can't be a widow or a divorcee because the marriage was never a marriage. So the pasuk is excluding that which girl can eat truma, which bas kayin can go back and eat truma, a bas kayin that married a man that she can be an amana and grusha from. Not if she married a man that she can never... I wouldn't call it a marriage. Not if she lived with a man that she has no amanas and garrison. So Esau gadaitach sabir lar krevekiva. But if he held like Rabbi Akiva, I don't need an extra pasuk. The kid's a mamzer. Of course she can't go back. The woman becomes a zayna. If her child is a mamzer, she becomes a zayna. I don't need an extra pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel needs an extra pasuk that this woman, who's not a zayna, a guy lives with her, we wouldn't say she's a zayna. The kid's not a mamzer. But still, she can't go back and eat truma. Because the Torah said, if she had a relationship with a man she can't have marriage with, because there's no marriage with a guy, she can't go back and eat truma. Now, if you hold like a Makiva, I don't need that pasuk. Because a guy is a Chai V'Lavin, and according to Makiva, Chai V'Lavin produced Mamzerim, that means the woman becomes a Zayna, the mother. That's an automatic. If your child is a Mamzer, you're a Zayna. And therefore, wouldn't be able to eat truma anyway. So why do I need a special pasuk? Must be Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't hold our Rabbi Akiva. Chai V'Lavin do not make a Zayna. They don't make a mamzer, therefore don't make a Zayna. So I need a special pasuk that if she has a relationship with a guy, she can't eat truma. So the whole business was that Rabbi Lazar holds our Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds our Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel does not hold our Rabbi Akiva.
How
did
you know that
Chai V'Lavin are creating Mamzer? Well, we had that before, right? That's in from the Yikach Ishis Eishis Aviv. He learned that going on a Chai V'Lavin, that pasuk. I'm not going to go through a whole now, but it's a whole sugya, a number of places. This is not his source. Hashta Mamzer have a Mimsu B'Biyas and B'Boi? Dr. Gemar, you're right. So skip Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Lazar Sabalak Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sorry, skip Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have to hold our Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar holds our Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Lazar holds our Rabbi Akiva. We set a two-step process. Lazar holds our Rabbi Shmuel, then they were Goyim, and Rabbi Shmuel holds our Rabbi Akiva, then it produces Mamzer. We said Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold our Rabbi Akiva. You're right. Rabbi Lazar holds our Rabbi Shmuel, then Goyim, and Rabbi Lazar holds our Rabbi Akiva, then it produces Mamzerim. I don't need Rabbi Shmuel to hold our Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar can agree to Rabbi Shmuel in one case, and agree to Rabbi Akiva in the question of whether it comes from or not. So, you don't have to say Rabbi Shmuel holds our Rabbi Akiva. That's not necessary for the answer. Rabbi Lazar can hold our Rabbi Shmuel that Kusim or Gayim, and Rabbi Lazar can hold our Rabbi Akiva that Gayim produced from Zerim.
It was Rabbi Lazar that said
the whole Lazar then. Akusi lays the correct.
Rabbi Kiva says they're
Mamzerim. Kiva says every Chai V'Lavin's children are Mamzerim. That's what he said. And therefore, a guy's kid is a Mamzer, from a Jewish lady, is a Mamzer.
Jewish.
A guy's kid from a Jewish lady, matrilineal descent, is a Jewish, but the kid is a Mamzer. Yes. Now, I don't need a special pasuk. Every Chai V'Lavin does that. So now, we need a Rabbi Lazar. Why does he say Kusi lo yis akusis? He considers a Kusi a Safek Mamzer. So we said, because he holds like a Shmuel, the Kusim are Goyim. And they marry Jewish girls, and therefore like a Makiva, the kid is a Mamzer. So therefore, every Kusi is a Safek Mamzer. That's what we said. And our problem was, Rabbi Shmuel does not agree with Rabbi Akiva. Leave that part out. Rabbi Lazar holds Rabbi Shmuel that they're Goyim, and he holds Rabbi Akiva that a guy that lives with a Jewish lady is a Mamzer. I don't need Rabbi Shmuel to hold Rabbi Akiva. The two questions aren't dependent on each other. One is the question whether Kusim are Goyim. Next, what happens when a guy lives with a Jewish lady? Two separate questions. We said, Rabbi Lazar holds Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Rabbi Akiva? No, Rabbi Lazar holds Rabbi Shmuel in Shiloh 1, and he holds Rabbi Akiva in Shiloh 2. They're not dependent on each other. So we still have our same answer. Kusis shouldn't marry a Kusis because one might be a Savik Mamzer, one might be a real Ger, and therefore they can't get married because it's a Savik Mamzer. We had a question of if Shmuel doesn't hold on Rabbi Akiva. Forget about that. We don't need that. Rabbi Elazar holds on Rabbi Akiva.
If a Yid marries a Kusis, then the guy.
Problem is, it's not true. Rabbi Elazar himself doesn't agree to Rabbi Akiva. That's what we're going to prove. So there goes that answer. The whole answer is based on the fact that there might be a mamzer by the kusim because a kusi, who's gay, married a Jewish girl. And that produces a mamzer. Rabbi Elazar says clearly the chayv elav do not produce a mamzer. And therefore a guy marries a Jewish girl, the kid is not a mamzer. So there goes the answer. We're going to prove that in a second. Let's just catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, that's the machlokes of Kal Gerim Ikri Kol. Rashi learned that Rabbi Elazar holds that a ger cannot marry a mamzer.
That's reviewed also.
Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, Sabal, and Rabbi Akiva, we did that already. Abana Grusha, Vashava, Beis Abiyah, Mishiyash, Almanas, Gerishimba. Only a person that has marriage, that can be a widow or a divorcee, she has the Kedush, who they in the price of the Biyas, and Miloshim. He doesn't passel the woman from eating Kuma from her father's house. Hashna Mamzer, Havi Abad. The kids of Mamzer, Mipsu, Miboy, Biya, Miboy, Vilamu, Lihai, Krav. Why would I need a Pasuk? Ela, Eina Mamzer, Vaz Mamzer, Sri Alay. He doesn't hold that the kid is a mamzer. The avagat by tassalei b'kedushin, even though the guy never was married to this lady, he's living with her out of marriage. There's no such thing. But, period. Still, the kid's not a mamzer. I v'had nan kol she'ein lo olav kedushin havlad mamzer. We had a mishnah earlier that said that anybody that can't have a valid kedushin, the result of that marriage is a mamzer, like chayv krisus. Like Chayve Mises Bezen, and a guy also has no Kedushin, Davke B'yeshla V'loi Kedushin Aydei Acherim. That's people that are in the ballpark of marriage. They could marry, but they can't marry each other. They produce a mamzer, like a brother and a sister. They're both allowed to marry. They're both in the ballpark of marrying women, but not them, each other. That's what's Kedushin. Mamzer is written by father's wife. Father's wife can get married, and the person who lived with her, the son of, can get married. They're both in the ballpark of Kedushin. A guy is not in the ballpark of Kedushin. Therefore, he doesn't produce a mamzer, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel does not hold our Rabbi Akiva. Yes, doctor.
In terms of Baruch Mash's question a few minutes ago, it's a bit to the side. He said that a Jewish man who marries a Kusis produces a goy. Wouldn't it be a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Mamzer?
Why? No. He meant to marry a Kusis that wasn't Megiah for sure. A regular, good old Kusis
but
that was a guy.
Wouldn't they be a Suffolk rather than a Mamish?
Well, it would be a Suffolk guy, Suffolk yid. It wouldn't be Mamzer. Again, once they became Savik Mamzerim, you're right. But originally, the Kusim were not Megayer. So at that point, if a Jewish man would have married a Kusis, the kid would be a guy.
Actually,
it
would seem
to
be a
three-part, which is Suffolk Jews, Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk guy.
They weren't bigs
in particular.
Jewish woman.
Again. That Kusi might be
from a Jewish
family. Right, exactly. But he's talking about, okay, fine, and I'm disagreeing with that.
Originally, if a Kusi marries a Jewish woman,
it's a Kusi. It's a Mamzer. But what if a Mamzer, I'm sorry, what if a Jew marries a Kusi woman? That was Baruch Meister's question. I understood his question to mean he married an original Kusi woman who was not a Giyaris, not a Suffolk Giyaris. So then the kid is a Vadai guy. Dr. Schwab understood that he married a later generation Kusis that might be a Mamzeris already from before, might not be a Mamzeris before. That's what he understood the question. So we're not disagreeing with each other. I just understood you were talking about an original Gusus, and he's talking about a regular and later generation.
That was not Chayvei. That's called Chayvei Lavin. That's not Chayvei Lavin.
It is Chayvei Lavin, but it doesn't make a difference if the kid's a guy. We believe in matrilineal descent. If a guy is a boy and lives with his sister, the guy is a girl, kid's not a mamzer. Kid's a guy. And can be Megayer and not be a mamzer. Goyim aren't mamzerim. Yes.
Is now a good time for an observation? Are we in the middle of something?
We're in the middle of something.
Goyim don't have a right?
Doesn't produce mamzer.
Goyim has a relationship with someone else.
And they have a kid?
I'm sorry?
And they have a kid?
Yeah.
Not halachic mamzer. He's a perfectly kosher Jew.
That's
their problem, not my problem. The kid's a not a mamzer. We're not dealing with whether they're going to go to Gan Eden or to Gehenna. That's not my problem.
They have the
kid is a guy. There's no mamzeris by a guy. If he becomes Jewish, he's a regular kosher Jew. You have two people. A Jew is mezana with an Eishes Ish, and a guy is mezana with his friend's wife. They have two kids here. Both result of the same kind of relationship. One is a mamzer, and one is a guy. And when the guy is megayer, he's a kosher Jew. And the mamzer is struck for the rest of his life, and his kid's life, and his grandkid's life, for the rest of eternity, till Mashiach comes as Matar Mamzerim to be a Mamzer. You have nothing wrong in asking. But we're not dealing with whether the guy is going to Elam Haba or not. That's not my concern. Yes?
Essentially, the aversion to incest actually goes back into the apes. So that is not one of the shepherds. About 20 years ago, didn't you say that in terms of marriage and goyim, it can be dissolved simply by someone turning their back and walking out, just saying, I'm not married?
That's what some people say. There's no, right, they walk away from each other, correct.
So in which case, it would technically be no possibility of a woman cheating on her husband, because that by the fact that she just did it.
I'm not going to sit and argue about a hood guy, but that's not true. Because walking away means severing a relationship. Continuing a relationship and being mazana is eshesesh, by guy. It's only when they sever the relationship. They're not, a woman being mazana is not severing her relationship. She's including a second one, but she's not severing her relationship.
I'll stop a second. Verbally or physically? I would be very surprised.
Okay, I really know it's not the game. It's also really not the game. Frank to Gemara. When me summer law Reb Lazar Kervakiva, does Reb Lazar hold that Chayvei Lavin produce a mamzer? Vamer Reb Lazar. Now let me explain this. It takes us back to Yevamos. Let's listen for a second. Please give me the 2 minutes to explain myself. Beshamai holds that Tzaret Erev is mutter. That if a guy is married to his, I'll pick one Tzaret Erev. A guy is married, two brothers married two sisters. One of them died. His sister-in-law is an erva. There's no mitzvah yibum for his sister-in-law. Basil says, not only is there no mitzvah yibum for the sister-in-law, but the co-wife of the sister-in-law, who's not an erva, still can't have yibum because she's called a tzaras erva. We had that in Masechet Yevamos, spent a ton of time on tzaras erva. Beis Shammai disagrees. And Beis Shammai holds that a Tzaras Erva is obligated in Yibum. Now what happens is as follows. If you listen to Beis Shammai, and you are Miyabim, your brother's other wife, if you are Miyabim, your brother's other wife, the kid's a mamzer. It's your brother's wife with no mitzvah of Yibum. So according to Beis Hillel, if you do Beis Shammai, you produce the mamzer. Because the Beis Shammai holds it's a mitzvah of Yibum to be Miyabim, your brother's wife, who's a Tzaras Erva. And Beis Hillel says it's an Issa Karis to be Miyabim, your wife's, the woman that's a Tzaras Erva. Because Beis Hillel holds Tzaras Erva as an Issa Karis. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. It's your brother's wife without a mitzvah of Yibum. Brother's wife without a mitzvah of Yibum, it's Karis. a brother's wife without a mitzvah of yibum is karas. No machlokes.
Some people say that Mrs. Bez did.
No, not by a brother. Again, we're going like we paskim. The chayv increases for dusa mamza. You're right. I'm not going Rebbe Shua Shita. I'm going to Shimon HaTemani Shita that we paskim like. The kids are mamza. Now, if you do like Beis Hill, right, that means the Tzaras ever goes free. Going to be Shammai, she's not supposed to go free. She needs Yibum or Chalitza. Somebody does like Beis Hill. The Tzaras ever marries somebody. She violated a law. She's a Yavama Lashok. Is the kid a mamzer from that? According to Rashiva, yes. According to Shimon HaTamani, no. So Reb Lazer says, I'm a Reb Lazer. Ava pisha nechluku beishamai beitzol betzaras. Maidem, she'im mamzer al mebishi yisuru eiser erev anish karas. If you do beitzol, the kid will not be a mamzer according to Beis Shammai, because all it is a lav, and lav doesn't make mamzer. This is Reb Lazer speaking. And he's saying, I disagree with Reb Akiva. I say lav does not produce mamzer. So there goes our answer. The whole answer was built on the fact that a kusi is a suffix mamzer. Why is a sukusi a suffix mamzer? Because a lav was violated. Reb Lazer holds there's no mamzeres by a lav. He says so. So first we said the Mishmal doesn't hold Reb Akiva. So we said skip that part. Say Reb Lazer holds Reb Akiva. Now we're saying Reb Lazer doesn't hold Reb Akiva. So again, why is a kusi a suffik mamzer? What happened by kusi that made them a suffik mamzer? So Rashi, Ava b'shenechlus u'beishamei b'shul b'tzaris. She'beishamei yamim tzaris erim b'shevemes. Bishamai says the Tzara has Yibum. Ubetzil Isum Liyabim. El Tinasil Lashuk Beloi Chalitza. She can get married without Chalitza. Perkam of the Yavamas. Maidim Zelazesh E Mamzer. Ubnei Isum Ki Beit Shammai. If you do like Beit Shammai, Mamzerim will be still here. Quid to Beit Shammai, they're Mamzerim. The Havilu Bnei Eshafach. They're the brother's wife's children. You can't marry your brother's wife without a mitzvah of Yibum. Shalai B'malka Mitzvah. She Bekaris. If you do like Beisil, even Beishamai won't make them Mamzerim, because this is Yivam Lashuk B'loi Chalitza. So we're back to the question. We attempted to answer that the reason that Kusi is a Sabek Mamzer because of Chai V'Lavin, we've now proven to our blazer holds Chai V'Lavin do not make Mamzerim, so we're back to the question. Why Kusi can't marry a Kusis? What's the problem? Why are they Savik Mamzerim? Because they might have married a Jewish girl? Still not a Mamzer. Yes.
Calling a Mamzer and having Lav in his toasted, does that tell he's a Mamzer or not? He has to be, to be considered making a Mamzer by a Lav. Do you have to say that Kedushin's toasted by a...
In order to make a Mamzer, you have to say Kedushin is not toasted.
It's not Typhus?
That's from Givold. And Kedushin Typhus and Machai Velav, and therefore the kids are Mamzer.
You can't make it as Typhus and still consider it a Mamzer, right? It has to be it's not Typhus, right?
Correct.
Okay, I didn't. It's Telly
Zeb. Yes and no. I mean, I could say yes and get away with it, but I'd be intellectually.
Yes,
no, but I'd be intellectually lying. Because it'd be Shua who holds a Mamzer Machai and Mrs. Bezen. Agrees that Chayv increases is no Kedushin. He just holds that not every case where Kedushin is not Typhus is the Kid of Mamzer. So it goes one way. Every time the kid is a Mamzer means Kedushin wasn't Typhus. But according to Yeshua, you can't marry your sister. Kedushin is not Typhus, but the kid's not a Mamzer.
It's not Mrs. Bezen.
But Kedushin is still not Typhus. So they're not, that's why I said, I could have said yes and gotten away with it, but I would have been lying. That's right, upstairs they would call me a liar.
Not a liar,
he asked the question. He asked, is it Tali Zabazat? It has nothing to do with Gayim. He asked the question, is not Cyprus Kedushin and Mamzeris depend on each other?
Would you classify
Gayim? Never called Cyprus Kedushin.
Right.
He wants to know, are they interdependent? And the answer is they're not interdependent. You're right. a guy is also not Pevis Kedushin, and it's not a mamzer according to if you don't hold like a Mekiva. Correct. Okay. I don't know if I should do this or not, but I'll try anyway. I just have to be honest, that's all. There's a Tana Masech Teshuvamah that holds that a guy that lives with a Jewish woman is a mamzer, even if he don't hold Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with Chayim Lavan. It's just a guy with a Jewish woman produces a mamzer. Even if you hold that mamzer not Chayim Lavan. Till now, we've been working the whole Gemara that it depends if you hold mamzer Chayim Lavan, a guy's kid is a mamzer. If you hold no mamzer Chayim Lavan, the guy kid from a Jewish lady is not a mamzer. There's a Tana Masech Teshuvamah that says, there's no mamzer from Chayv Lavan, but still a guy's kid from a Jewish lady is a mamzer. So really, we could say Reb Lazer and say, don't tell me Reb Lazer doesn't hold Archa Mekiva. I know he doesn't hold Archa Mekiva, but it's still a guy from a Jewish lady. And that might make a mamzer even if you don't hold Archa Mekiva. That's Tyson's discussion. Tyson wants to know, why are we busy with Reb Akiva here? In Masechtas Yevamos, there's a man, the Amid that says that a guy who lives with a Jewish woman produces a mamzer, even if you don't hold Archa Mekiva.
I didn't think that from Archa
Mekiva. It doesn't say by any other Chayv Lavan, only by a guy. That man, the Amid says, Chayv Lavan do not produce a mamzer. But a guy does. So why don't we say Reb Lazer holds that way and we would solve all our problems? So Tysus answers, because the Lashon, Eim Mamzer Ela Me'isser Erviv Anishkaris, tells us Reb Lazer doesn't hold that way. Reb Lazer used the words, there is only a Mamzer from an Isser Erviv Anishkaris. If he held like that Tana Yevamos, he wouldn't say that strong language. He wouldn't say there's only a mamzer from Issacharis. Not true. Evan is not an Issacharis that produces a mamzer. So his language tells us that he doesn't hold Alek Tana and Masechtas Yevamos. So again, Rabbi Kiva holds all Al Chayv Elavim produce mamzerim. There is a Tana that says Chayv Elavim do not produce mamzerim. But a guy does. Different rule. Reb Lazer can't hold that way because he says, "A mamzer elam in his iser erev anush karis." So he's saying a guy does not produce a mamzer. That's why we didn't try that answer. Just being honest. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Ela ki asa ravin amar Reb Chiya bar Abba amar Reb Yechonon. V'amri lo amar Reb Abba bar Zav amar Reb Chanina v'amri lo amar Reb Yaakov v'yidi amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi. We don't know exactly who to attribute it to, Reb Yechonon or Reb Yeshua ben Levi. But they told us, Sholosh Machloikas Medover. Now, I want to give a Hakdama. They're telling us, they're not addressing this question. They're not talking about why Zakusi shouldn't marry a Kusis. They're talking about Kusim generally. Each one is telling you his version. There's going to be three Tanoim. Each Tana is going to have a different version of exactly what happened with Kusim. Some of it might be Negei Arsugya, some of it might not be Negei Arsugya. We're not bringing this only for Arsugya. Once we're bringing it in, we are going to learn the history of the Kusim. One Tana is going to say the history is this way, one Tana is going to say the history is this way, and the third Tana is going to say the history is that way. It'll be three different opinions. In those Machloikasin, we will be able to answer a blazer. But again, part of what they're going to say has no bearing on our sugya, but they're not interested just in our sugya. They're giving us what these three Tanoim had to say about Kusim in general. Nothing to do with Kusikusis. It all affects it, but that's not what they're talking about. And they're also talking about a pasuk that says that some Kehanim became moved to the Kusim. Some Kehanim moved over to the land of Kusim and became their priests, became the people that were Makrav and Bamas. There's a pasuk that says that. Who were these Kehanim that moved to the Kusim? Not that that's going to have a bearing on this sugya necessarily. They're talking history and pshat in the pasuk. It will have a bearing on our sugya after we finish all three opinions. But it's not. They're not addressing our issue. They're addressing kusim in general. Shalosh machloikis
v'davar. Rabbi, I just understand one thing. Just because they have the shape kusa or kusim doesn't mean that one of them couldn't become a real Jew. Well, why are we always saying we're giving you the title of kusim, which means specifically we're Bulgarian or not? Just because you came from kusim doesn't mean that you didn't, at the end of the day, become a real Jew.
You would have had to re-Megayer and become a real Jew. The original Garris of the Kusim, according to one Matiyamar.
Each person had that ability to do that.
We don't know if they did or not.
And therefore?
Nothing. We don't assume that they did unless you know that they did.
Each person did it.
I know what he wants. I listen to him.
He's saying beautifully.
I'm glad you're agreeing with him. Again, nobody says that when the Kusim were Megayer, some meant it and some didn't. They did it as a nation, and either they all meant it or they all didn't mean it. That's the fact. Don't ask me why they did that, but that's what they're saying happened. You know, you can't ask a can of kasher amaisa. Now, later on, can a personal Kusi come and say, well, I now mean it and be Megayer? Yes. But Kusim as a whole, went to one Mali Amar, didn't mean it and their original gave us.
But before we said, maybe some did.
Later on, they came. No, because that's not what it said.
Yeah.
See, exactly, that's not what it said. It said this kusis meant it. It was Megayeris. But we don't know whether she's a Gayeris or a Mamzeris from before. This kusi came to us and said, I want to become Jewish. And this kusis came and said the same thing. Two kusim came to Bezen and said, we mean it sincerely. We accept both of them as gerim. But each one might be a mamzer. That's what we said before. We don't know if they're goyim, because one of them might have been a Jewish mother. That's what we said before. But we were dealing with the people who were megayer. That's why Tysus asked the kasha, what's wrong with a ger marrying a mamzer? But that was individual that came to us now. But nobody says that some of the kusim before were sincere. That's not an issue. I don't know. Again, I'll say it again. We don't view each individual one as a suffix. As a whole, the kusim did it non-sincerely. Yes.
If you look at the structure of society at the time, which you need to do to understand things like the concept of race, school, and such like that, the way it worked was that the chief of the society who had their own system of laws and such like that, the chief of each society converted one way or another, so automatically everybody did. So it could be the system. Actually,
they don't say the word chazaka here. That's, it's, again, I didn't see anybody say that individual, that they did it as a unit. Whether Dr. Schwab's reason is right or a different reason is right, makes no difference. The bottom line is, nobody says it. Have a one.